There he is, standing above me, his presence a storm I choose to weather, wild and all-encompassing, yet within its turbulence stirs the stillness within me. I kneel not out of fear, but from a desire that eludes definition. This is not surrender, as society would claim. It's a rebellion, a silent vow, that through this act I reclaim and redefine myself, becoming whole in ways I never imagined. My trust is not freely given. It is a test, a challenge to see if he can bear its weight without faltering. As his gaze sweeps over me, I feel exposed, not just my body, but the fragile armor guarding my soul. Yet I do not shrink away. In this rawness, I find strength, for it is through being seen that I uncover the depths of my own resilience. His touch is deliberate, yet I feel his hesitation, a reminder of the gravity of this moment. But within my eyes, he sees the hunger for this dynamic, and it fuels his confidence. Every command he utters is a question in disguise, a plea for reassurance that I still want this, that I am still here with him. He knows he can provide me this space, all while being attuned to my past, honoring every vulnerability I reveal. Each command he utters, though edged with concern, is bolstered by an unwavering understanding that he holds my trust, and in that, we find our rhythm. In that, we chase our pleasure. When his hands trace the curves of my body, I feel his reverence. He marvels at what he holds, as if he cannot believe it is real. And I can feel his need, not for dominance, but for connection. A silent longing to be needed in return. Even as he leads, there's a yearning in his gaze, a silent plea for reassurance that his guidance is not just accepted, but deeply desired. I do not give myself to him with a desire to be saved, nor do I seek our dynamic in a need for filling a void. The power I offer him is conditional, fleeting, a gift that can be revoked in an instant should he falter. And he knows this. I can see it in the way his grip tightens, the feeling of his deepening thrusts, not to claim me, but to anchor himself, to remind himself that I am still here and still giving him the privilege of pleasure and control. When his hand moves to my neck, I feel the duality of his touch, the edge of hunger tempered by a restraint that betrays his fear. He holds me like he's afraid of breaking something precious, like he's aware of the line he walks, but doesn't trust himself not to stumble. It's this tension, the delicate balance of his desire and his restraint, that binds us, an unspoken understanding that we are both vulnerable here. The warmth of his palms seeps into my skin, steady and grounding, but the faint tremor in his grip betrays the storm beneath his surface. His fingers press, firm yet cautious, like he's shaping something fragile yet unyielding, something only I can allow to exist. I let him lead, but only because I know I can take back the reins at any moment. His authority is borrowed, not absolute. His breath brushes against my ear, shallow and uneven, each exhale carrying both the weight of restraint and the sharp edge of need. The room is filled with the quiet symphony of our connection, the soft rustle of movement, the occasional hitch in his breath, and the pulse I can feel under his fingertips. The electricity he is expelling directly into my body, steady but thrumming. Every nerve in my body hums with awareness. The tightrope we're walking vibrating beneath us. I feel the heat blooming under his touch. The weight of his body above me, spreading through me like fire meeting air. When he presses against me, there is no conquering, no victory. Instead, he pushes deeper, showing every inch of my body how strongly we are connected, making us one as he relentlessly honors every curve and scar. My stomach, the part of me I wish often to hide, becomes a battleground of his intentions. His lips trace it with care, his kisses a quiet plea for forgiveness I don't owe him. He tries to rewrite my insecurities with his touch, adding to the emotion and raw beauty of this carnal event. When I look up at him, I see a man undone, a man who has given everything in the hope that it will be enough. And in his gaze, I see the truth, that it is not me who is unraveled by him, but him unraveled by me. For it is not my surrender that defines this moment, but his. And though he may believe he holds me in his hands, mind bound by his will, the truth is simpler. I am the one who holds him, always.